If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard to another edition, Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness and their outstanding athletic supplement packs. As we talk the world of sports, innovativewellness.center, as we recap a very busy week that's underway. Baseball's been very, very good if you're keeping an eye on it, unless you're a Yankee fan like my buddy Tyler Levine. Oh, my goodness gracious. 12-2 losers to the Chi Sox, who are going to lose probably 140 games, or not 140. They're going to lose 120-plus games and maybe snap the record for futility set by those Mets back in the early 60s. So we look forward to that as well. The White Sox are that bad, but they feasted on the Yankees. And I think it was Heel who went to the hill last night. I got to look up the stats. Anyways, big show today. Malcolm Mitchell, former New England Patriot receiver. He was part of that comeback, 28-3 down to the Falcons at NRG Stadium, Houston. I remember it like it was yesterday. Britney Spears, the halftime. Yeah, it was something else. And at 28-3, I turned to the people that were with me saying, I've never left the Super Bowl early, but I think we should entertain the idea. And they said they'll have no part of it. And good thing they didn't listen to me. I wouldn't have witnessed it. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, Malcolm Mitchell, he's got a great story to tell about the work that he is doing following his playing days. And what he's doing is very admirable. Tyler Levine will join us. Brian Oliver, who played college basketball at Georgia Tech. He was part of that Lethal Weapon 3 with Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, and Oliver himself. He's now doing some work with the Globetrotters. The Globetrotters are, you know, listen, one of the most recognizable names in basketball / entertainment globally. Globally. And if you're old like me, you remember the days of ABC Sports on the weekend. Wide World of Sports, Howard Cosell with the Muhammad Ali interviews, and of course the Globetrotter coverage, as the Washington Generals always were their foil. So we'll do that, and then Tyler joins us for the full hour. We look forward to it. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and also globally on the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back. It's Sports Overnight America.
You were with me in the gym. Ain't no need to double back. Don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program. Walk it play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America, Marty Terrell, and just really thrilled to have former NFLer Malcolm Mitchell. Played high school football at a high level, college football is the highest level, Georgia Bulldogs, and a Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. And he's got a foundation, Share the Magic, and he is doing something that is so really notable. But Malcolm, first of all, Marty Terrell, thank you to Sports Byline across the country and around the globe on the American Forces Network. Malcolm, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing well. That's quite the introduction. You make me sound like an extraordinary athlete. I spend most of my days just walking around now.
Well, we know the knee injuries really did cut short, which was a really burgeoning career, but you will forever have that Super Bowl championship ring. But one of your greatest accomplishments, you know, Malcolm, we often lose track of players after their playing days are over, and what you've done is just so indelible. As you want, you know, digital equity, you want our kids to read and really educate themselves. So this is just a Share the Magic. It's just a wonderful foundation. Can you tell us the genesis, how this came about, and why the digital equity, access to the internet and reading is so important to you with America's youth? Let's hear. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Well, I'll start by saying growing up, I thought football was everything. And if I wanted a better life for myself, the only way to accomplish that was through athletics. Once I got to college, I realized that that was not true, that reading was one of the most self-empowering tools a person could possess. So I set out to be a better reader, and it truly had an astounding impact on my life and the way I perceive myself. So in 2016, I started writing picture books, and I created Share the Magic Foundation to inspire kids to read. Because it helped me so much, I wanted kids to understand how it could also help them. Well, in 2021, I was granted an opportunity to be a Cox Digital Equity Ambassador. And at that time, I was not fully aware of the digital divide. I understood some communities had access to resources and some did not because of my childhood. But truly, through this relationship with Cox Communications, I began to learn more about digital equity. And I realized the same message that I was trying to infuse in children on why they should read so they could have access, so they could explore their curiosity, so they could be empowered was the same thing that the internet would provide also. So we're releasing a new book today, and it's titled A World Within Reach. And this book is those two worlds coming together. My understanding of the importance of literacy and my newfound understanding through this partnership about the importance of digital equity and using the internet as a tool to empower your future.
We're talking to Malcolm Mitchell, former NFLer with the Patriots, Georgia Bulldogs standout, follows up an injury-laden career with just a beautiful foundation. In this book released today, the key figure is Milo Maxey. Can you take us, just give us a little sliver of Milo Maxey and how you utilize him to get this message across, Malcolm?
Yeah. Well, I would say Milo is a combination of my personal experiences, not only as a kid growing up in the community that I grew up in, but of all the experiences that I've been able to garnish through going out into different communities and learning more about individuals. So Milo Maxey starts off his journey in the library, and simply put, Milo wants to learn as much as he can so he can be the best that he can. He quickly faces a challenge after he's read every book in the library. He doesn't know where else to go to learn more information. Luckily, Milo stumbles upon a pair of gleaming goggles. And with the help of a librarian, he places these goggles on, and he is whisked away into different communities where he's learning all sorts of things. The book is to celebrate the power of connectivity and truly highlight with this resource the world is truly within reach.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know what's really interesting, Malcolm? To think that there are kids, people, human beings in pockets of our world that do not have access to the internet, either from infrastructure shortcomings or finances. This is almost, it's almost unthinkable. Can you just, wax a little poetically on that and why that is just such a vital gap in our communications for our youth to not have the internet and to use it properly, by the way? Let's get that across right now. Let's hear.
Okay, I'll break it down starting with the digital divide. The digital divide is certain communities having access to quality internet and some communities not having access to quality internet. Digital equity is to state that regardless of your socioeconomic status, you have access to this resource so you can empower your future. Well, at a very basic level, there are three things that are important to being connected. One, actually being connected, having access to the internet. Two, a digital device in which you can interface with. And three, digital literacy, understanding how to use the resource to empower your future. And through this relationship and this partnership, I've been granted the opportunity for the last 3 years to go out into communities that may have access, but may struggle with the digital literacy piece, and go to communities that are working really hard to grant the individuals in their community access to the internet. And I'm proud to say that I am not a traditional Cox employee, but I am an outsider really making decisions based off the information that I learn. And I will tell you this, they're not just talking about it. They're actually providing the resources, going out into the communities, having the conversation on how to make sure that everybody is connected so they can empower their future.
I'll tell you what, Malcolm, this is just a really nice story to tell. We're going to continue to promote it on behalf of everyone at Sports Byline and the American Forces Network and this show, Sports Overnight America. Not only are we going to air this and are airing it, but it's also going to be part of our weekend rollout of Sports Weekend. Just beautiful stuff. As a dad and my daughter who celebrates her 13th birthday, I love it when I see her with a book. Awesome. I know that it's so important. God bless you, and thank you so much. You know, amid all the craziness in the world, when we see former NFLers who have known the highness of highs to come down to this and to devote so much time, effort, and resources, so commendable. Thank you so, so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend, and thank you for those kind words.
May God bless you, and you take care, Malcolm, and let's see if there's anything we can ever do. You let the people know at Cox and the publicity people, you're welcome here anytime. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and likewise, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. Malcolm Mitchell. I tell you, moved up in my book big time. The time, how many times you pick up, you know, get online, ironically, get online, see a former athlete in trouble. And of course, you know, we don't judge, but you know, you just see some things. Here's a guy whose career was cut short with just a chronic knee injury. Surgery and just didn't do it. And he said, I'm not going to do this anymore. What the resources and the access that he has created, this guy could not read. He ended up at the University of Georgia. I mean, he could read some, but he got to the University of Georgia and then the Patriots and then the NFL career. And did you hear the vocabulary on this gentleman? Oh, my Lord, what a great story. All right, let me get Tyler in here for just 1 minute because we're going to talk to Brian Oliver, who is a character and a nice player. Tyler, what's going on? How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. How are you?
Can you imagine not having access to the internet at this point in people's lives? And that, you know how many pockets in this country where they don't have it? I mean, it's almost unthinkable, isn't it?
Well, the statistic is that if all, you know, if there was a blackout or an EMP or something, that we can go 3 days before civilization would collapse on itself. So let's hope we never have to go through that.
Exactly. Well, you got a big weekend coming up, and you're going to share the next 40 minutes. Brian Oliver, then you and I will talk the world of sports. Your Yankees stunk last night.
Yeah.
I was shocked. So we'll spend some time on that. And then you got a great soccer opportunity this weekend. It is going to just be absolutely wild. We come back. He's Tyler Levine. I am Marty Terrell. It's Terrell and Tyler in the afternoon here today. Brian Oliver, former NBAer, now doing some work with the Globetrotters, the ACC Network, and the Atlanta Hawks. He's going to join us next. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty. He's Tyler. We're coming right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, we're talking the world of sports. This is Sports Overnight America, and I'm Marty Terrell. Tyler Levine's in as well today. And thank you to Malcolm Mitchell, former Georgia Bulldog and Patriot. We'll stay right there in the old Peach State with, and I love Bobby Kremins. And in high school, there was a kid out of Springfield, Mass, by the name of Travis Best, and we were so sad that he left for Georgia Tech, but he had a hell of a career there, and then a nice NBA career. But that backcourt, Tyler, you've done the research. Let me tell you something: Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, and the guy we're about to talk to, Brian Oliver, they were lethal back in the day. And Final Four, huh, in 1990? Is that what you told me, right?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. It's pretty crazy. I'm excited to ask about it.
Yeah, let's get him on here. Brian Oliver, I'm Marty Terrell. That other voice you hear is Tyler Levine. How are you, Brian? Thank you for your time here on Sports Overnight and Sports Byline. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you guys having me on, man. I heard you talking about my man T. Best.
Yeah.
He was one of the great. Back then, we were known as Point Guard U with all the great point guards we had coming to Georgia Tech. T. Best was definitely one of the better ones to come through Georgia Tech.
Yeah, no question. You guys were great. Hey, real quick, we're going to get into some Globetrotter stuff. Your media career, Brian, you're doing so well. We're so glad and grateful for you, your insights that you're sharing with us. What was it like to play for Coach Kremins? I mean, what a character. Everyone talked about Lefty Driesell, Norm Sloan, you know, Gary Williams, all these great coaches. There was nobody more colorful and more fun than Bobby Kremins. Give me a quick hit on him real quick.
Man, if anybody got a chance to watch us during that time and even afterwards, man, one of the things about Coach Kremins is that, you know, an energetic coach, you know, he was always animated. He rarely sat down. And what people don't know, I mean, Bobby was a great, great person. I'm obviously an amazing recruiter. But the antics that if you watched our game, Bobby was one of those guys that from beginning to end, full of energy. He passed a lot of confidence into his players. I mean, for me to go back even and look at some of those games and just watch, you know, Bobby, he probably would have worn out maybe two or three shirts because he was so soaking wet. I mean, and it carried over in the practices. He was a fiery guy, and a lot of times when they say that players take on the personality of their coaches, Bobby is one of those guys that literally, you know, he put in – confidence, you know, and he was a fiery dude. I mean, we've had a lot of conversations, you know, with Bobby, and some of them were R-rated in practices, but definitely a great coach to play for.
I need to ask about the Final Four because I actually came into this world. I hear the story from my parents all the time. My dad ignoring my mother, giving labor because Arizona and Duke were playing in the national championship. What was it like going through those March Madness tournaments, especially? You know, in the 90s, where the nitty-gritty, what was that like?
It was amazing, man. I mean, the run that we had, when you look at it, I remember going back, one of the historical moments, probably when we started out, and I think it was the second round of the tournament, we played against an LSU team that had Shaquille O'Neal. For the guys that really knew LSU back then, they had a guy that played along Shaquille, and Stanley Roberts is probably skill-wise was just as talented, if not more. And at the time, Chris Jackson, later known as Mahmoud Raouf, that was an amazing team. We ran across a good Michigan State team that had a real good friend of mine, Steve Smith, who had an amazing NBA career, then went and played against Minnesota. And then obviously running against that great running Rebels team from UNLV and all the stars that they had that eventually went on and were NBA guys. We still talk, you know, of what would have happened if Kenny Anderson hadn't gotten in foul trouble, because I think as we go back, we may have been up at the half by maybe seven. And when you look back, you just look at all the talent that we went through, but it was a great run for us. We weren't picked to win the ACC. We win the ACC tournament, and then we went on that magical run.
Talking to Brian Oliver, an NBA with the Sixers, played a lot of European ball overseas, but has a wonderful media career. We got to get this Globetrotter thing in. What is going on now? Listen, the Washington Generals have been foiled. We all remember, you know, ABC's Wild World of Sports back, I'm dating myself, Howard Cosell, but the Globetrotters have been a slice, not only of Americana, Brian, they have been a slice of basketball going back to, you know, New York. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain was a Globetrotter. Their alumni is off the charts. Some of the greatest names in basketball. What's it mean to be involved with the Globetrotters at this point in your life, in your mid-50s? Let me ask you.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, when I found out I had an opportunity, I mean, the kid in me was giddy because, like I say, anybody that, whether you play basketball or you're a fan of basketball, you remember the Harlem Globetrotters and how they're world famous. And just the fact that they combined the entertainment, the athleticism, the showmanship. And when I first got the call of the opportunity, I had to pinch myself because, like I said, going back as a kid, as a guy that's played on the professional level, to be able to have an opportunity to be a part of this where they're going to be able to broadcast this nationwide, all the excitement. And again, for those who haven't seen the Globetrotters in a while, when you look at how this team is, it's a mixture of showmanship because, again, you've got some of the most talented, entertaining type of ball players, men and women, that are going up against this Generals team. And I'm going to tell you, I've got a chance to see this Generals team. They are no joke because where in the older days, it was almost like they were already set up for you know, losing the game. I've seen it. This is going to be a really competitive game that's going to be energetic. It's going to be fast-paced. They got a lot of different new tricks and things that they add during the game to include the fans. To be a part of this, for me, it's amazing. I'm energetic. I'm excited. I'm hype. I'm ready to get it going.
I'm excited to tune into this as well because it's definitely something that I've been, you know, out of touch with since growing up. I want to switch gears and take it back to the transition from college to the NBA and the difference of what we see today with a lot of players just going right to the G League, guys doing one and done, staying for 2 years and then going to the league versus traditionally when you were playing, you know, people played those 3-4 years before going to the league. Do you think that has any, you know, the quicker transition going into the professional league in today's day and age, does that have any negative impact on these players, or do you think it's more positive for them to go to the G League prior to getting drafted?
Well, I think what it goes back to, too, guys, is that when you look at the AAU circuit, that plays a big part in it. When I was playing, you know, AAU was a big deal, but, I mean, it gives these players an opportunity to play year-round. With social media, that obviously I'm dating myself, we didn't have that as a factor. A lot of these kids get the opportunity to be seen. And then when you come in, the rankings play so much of a big part in this and how you're viewed on a national scale. Coaches get a chance to see these players. And then when you look at the fact that you throw the opportunity for guys to have NIL money. And so what it is that the most talented players get a chance to get evaluated. And then, you know, some people decide that if, you know, I want to go ahead and bet on myself, wager on myself, and decide that maybe college is not the route, then you get the G League. You got some guys that go overseas. And so at the end of the day, it gives the athlete an opportunity to market themselves quicker. It gives them an opportunity to be able to test the water. And so, again, you've seen a lot of success stories, and then you've seen a lot of guys take that path, and it ultimately leads to them being some of the best basketball players in the world.
Yeah.
Brian Oliver with us, former Georgia Tech legend. That troika in the backcourt of Brian Oliver, Dennis Scott, and Kenny Anderson is going down as one of the great backcourts in college basketball history. If you think I'm blowing smoke, go look up the numbers and look at what this team did. Brian, what I want to say is, there had to be like a Midas touch to the chemistry enjoyed by that you three guys. Kenny with distribution off the dribble, you with your multifaceted skill set, And I'm telling you, you had to guard Dennis Scott on a night when he was shooting well. You might as well guard him when he shows up at the arena, because nobody could absolutely destroy an opponent and demoralize it when he got it going shooting trays. Talk about you three.
Here's the thing. Coach Trim is, he gave us an opportunity to just go out and play. I mean, you're talking about Dennis Scott, arguably one of the better three-point shooters in college history. And then you got a phenom in Kenny Anderson, all the hoopla. Like I say, you're talking 30-plus years, but when Kenny came out, he was one of the best all-time coming out of New York. Just his vision, his unselfishness. And again, you may not see another trio average more than 20 points a game, because most of the time, like you say, kids are one and dones, and you don't have that type of chemistry. But what we had, it was must-see TV. I still go back, and sadly enough, I'm dating myself, I will Google some of our games, and when you see some of the key matchups that we had, against the Dukes, the Carolinas, I remember playing against Louisville, and then even the run in the NCAA tournament, it was amazing how we were able to gel. A lot of it went back into the summers where we were able to play together against some of the, professional basketball players. But for me, I'm humbled that after 34 years, believe it, 34 years, people still look at that trio of Lethal Weapon 3 and still hold it in such high regard.
Pretty crazy, man. I mean, I'm looking at this. For those who don't know, 27-6-2, 21-6-3, 25-8. I mean, these stats are absolutely insane, especially at the college level. Crazy.
Yeah, again, shout out to Malcolm Mackey, Johnny McNeil, because those were our bigs at the time. And all those guys did, I mean, they set screens, they rebounded. I mean, Malcolm Mackey went on and had, more than, a few years of opportunities to play in the NBA. But when you look back, I mean, the chemistry that we had, we were a high-octane offense. I remember that the ACC Network did a special on us last year.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, welcome back here. Marty Terrell along the way. Tyler Levine as well produced an outstanding job today, filling in for Rick Tittle on Titillating Sports, was one Mr. Dominic Jimenez. I ventured in for a full hour and enjoyed immensely. Good job out of Dom. Kind of recapped the Olympics, had a former gymnast on, and learned some stuff, which is the beauty of talk radio. Wow, that was very nice. A little awkward out on the Brian Oliver. We got up against a hard network break to obviously get to our affiliates and American Forces. So I fall on the sword for that horrible job out of me. But Brian Oliver, how good was that, Tyler? You know, obviously an age gap with you and I, but you learned something there, huh? How about that backcourt, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this was 7 years before I was born, this NCAA tournament run. And just looking, I'm a college basketball nut. I absolutely love it. It's up there. I almost love it just as much as I love the soccer stuff. It was something that I've been into. I mean, I entered my first pool when I was 12 years old for the March Madness at my dad's hospital, 600 people, and won the thing. Everyone thought that he was filling out two brackets, got all mad. But, I mean, those statistics are absolutely no joke with that backcourt. I mean, three guys in college averaging over 20 points a game, over five assists, just absolutely insane.
It's truly one of the best college backcourts in the history of the game. And you say that, people go, huh? No, seriously. I remember it like it was yesterday. And you know what I love about having you on this show is you make me feel young again. a little bit though. But it's hilarious when you say, yeah, when they played, I hadn't been born yet. I was 7 years down the road. And I'm like, okay, I am officially old, so to speak, but young at heart. Great stuff, though, Tyler. Really was. All right, let's get to it. I mean, listen, the Yankees, stunning. But listen, the White Sox, even a bad team's going to get. But what's up with Heal? I mean, I figured he'd mow him down. I thought if the Yankee righty Heal is going to get a no-hitter, it was going to be last night. I really did. He's going up against basically a double-A team. They stink, and yet they get absolutely drilled. And De Los Santos came in, and they just left him in there. Boone just said, you know something? You got yourself into this mess. You're going to stay in there. An inning and a third or an inning and two-thirds, you gave up 8 runs, 7 of them earned. Just draw a line through that game last night, huh?
It was going to be someone eventually. Of course, it had to be my Yankees. I mean, 18 hits against us is absolutely bonkers. It's almost – I'm going to flip it and just spin this on its head and say something irrational, which is, you know, we did this on purpose. It was a reset game, and we move forward tonight with Cortez on the mound, and hopefully can get one done.
You better hope so, brother.
Embarrassed if it's two in a row is too much. That's
hey, you know, I want to kind of I kind of want to clean out the sports closet of my mind. And there's some soccer. What's going on with England soccer? I see League Cup. You know, I'm following on the sites today. You know, I'm kind of a quasi Queen's Park Rangers fan a little bit. I mean, I don't know why. I think I like their logo. I kind of like the fact that they play in a neat little stadium there. What's going on? Are they playing are these friendlies or do these games count? What's going on?
No, these games 100% count. So the League Cup is just essentially a tournament of the teams that are in the Premier League that runs throughout the season. It's another trophy. It's not considered one of the major three that you can win between the league, the domestic cup, and then obviously the Champions League. The FA Cup is one of the most storied tournaments in the soccer world that goes down all the way to almost, I believe it's the seventh division of English football, where teams can essentially, you know, win their way up and face a Manchester United, a Liverpool. It's essentially a tournament that goes throughout every single level of it's like in the MLB. If there was a tournament where all of these teams from AA to AAA to single A all the way up through the MLB played in like a tournament,
And it means a lot. And there's been some historic teams that haven't even been in the top flight that have won it. You look back to Wigan beating Manchester City in the mid-2000s. It must have been around like the 2013-2014 season. I forget exactly. But it's one of those really, really cool tournaments where, you know, these players who normally don't get to play these top teams end up playing teams that they'll, you know, never get the chance to play again, most likely. And it's really, really cool the storylines that come out of it every season.
Okay, I'm going off the cuff here, and you got to help me. And I know you'll have this—you'll have this right on the tip of your tongue. And this is why, just having you and Nico on soccer is just so phenomenal. And Dom and Rick Tittle are good on this, excellent at this as well. So we are well healed, and we're not—again, we're hurt over in Europe, and these people just eat this stuff up. How long ago was it? I mean, it had to be what, 6-7 years ago. Someone won the Premier League, and I think it was like Leicester City.
Yeah. You got it, Marty.
Hold on. Tell me that stuff. How did that happen? First of all, how did that happen? And tell me more. I want to learn. Let's see.
No one will ever be able to know how that happened. It was the longest of long shots. I believe it was 5,000-1 odds on them winning. It would be like the White Sox winning the World Series this year. It was that. It was one of those stories where a team started getting results and they carried that momentum and they started to believe. It's straight out of a Hollywood script. It will probably never be done again in terms of a team of that quality, where the odds are at. Kim Kardashian has better odds to become president than that's actually factual. Yes. So to put that in context, as we just saw in the chat, Kim Kardashian has better odds to become president this November than Leicester had winning the Premier League that season. It really was an anomaly. And the players on these teams, from Jamie Vardy to Mahrez to Drinkwater, Conte, the list goes on. Wes Morgan was the captain of that team, I believe his name was. Captain Morgan, they called him. And they just absolutely dominated everybody. And it was something that was so cool to watch. And it didn't matter, outside of the Tottenham fans who were hoping to secure their first league win, everyone was rooting for them at a certain point in the season. And it was the coolest thing to ever witness. And it really propelled them as a team. They went on to win an FA Cup, 2 Community Shields. They actually were relegated 2 seasons ago. They're back in the Premier League now, which is awesome. It's just a team that I'll always have love for. Really the craziest sports story I've ever seen in all my years of watching every single major sport that there is.
Tyler Levine with us. Great recollection there. I was just thinking of it because I remember seeing the headlines. How long ago was that? Like 2015? I don't remember.
2015-2016 season.
So we're talking less than 10 years ago. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And like you said, this was their preseason odds, and then all of a sudden they just caught fire and there was just no stopping them, right?
Yeah, I mean, they started winning games, and obviously, especially in the Premier League, because every game matters, every point matters, every goal matters. You really have – it's essentially the whole season is just the playoffs, and you have to – you need to win every game. And they – obviously, early on in the season, we're playing well, but normally, that happens from time to time. But actually, not almost always. Always, those teams, generally speaking, will fall off or start to dwindle or maybe finish top 4. And even that in itself is like the craziest of accomplishments. But they just kept winning, and they weren't just beating the bad teams. They were dominating and knocking off the best teams in the world in the Premier League week in and week out. And if you get a chance to go and watch some of these highlights and really dig deep into how it all happened and what that run was like. I mean, I believe that was a season Jamie Vardy scored in like 11 straight games, something along those lines, just absolutely ridiculous. Bonkers. It was really, truly insane. And we'll never see anything like that again. I bet my life on it.
I love it. I really respect and enjoy your recollection on that. You know, names Vardy, I mean, I wouldn't know, but just phenomenal. All right, I want to switch gears. What's going to get some juice? You know, we're about to turn September here in 2 weeks. You know, football, baseball, I don't care what we say. We can deny it. We take a gap here. We really do. Once that calendar flips late August into September, baseball is relegated to the crawl. I'm sorry. There's football every night of the week. you know, this idea that you're going to sit down and watch baseball like you did over the summer months, don't kid yourself. Very few people do it. What we do, though, is we bridge the gap, because then we go back to it when the playoffs and the World Series, and if there's a real tight pennant race, okay, that's why we have Sports Byline. That's why we have sports radio networks and local outlets. Here's where I want to go. Tyler, last year we had Texas and Arizona. Texas has fallen back. I watched them lose to my Red Sox last night, which I enjoyed. Arizona has caught fire. What is going to be a sexy World Series? Are we going to get a Yankee-Dodger? Do we need that? Does baseball need that bi-coastal? Do we need to see Judge and Ohtani? Do we need to see Mookie and company against this Yankee team? Or, you know, is Baltimore going to, you know, are the little birds going to flap their wings and go to a dizzying heights in the postseason come fall? Where do you go with baseball just in terms of trying to sprinkle a little gold dust on this postseason menu? What's going to resonate with the America? What's going to resonate with you come postseason? Let me hear.
I mean, I think the obvious answer to that is, you know, what's best for the ratings, and what I think generally speaking would really get eyes on the screen the most is a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Outside of that, even having, I think the Phillies in there is always really great, just because even if you're not a Phillies fan, the fans and the stadium, it's so exciting to watch them play. I hate to say it, a team like the Astros, who are on a six-game winning streak, I'm not going to give myself too much credit, but I did say that that's a team to watch out for coming into the postseason with all that experience they have, and just the, you know, the winning culture that's been established there, you know, regardless of how they got there with the trash cans and everything. But that's a conversation for another day. I just don't think the, you know, teams like the Guardians or the Braves or the Brewers, like that, that's not going to really get people too excited. I think that they want to see the best players and the best marquee teams, not taking stuff away from those teams, obviously, but strictly in terms of ratings, it's got to be, you know, Yankees, Astros, Phillies, Dodgers. Those teams got to be in the mix for the MLB to really hit a home run, no pun intended, you know, with this World Series.
Let's say it is, talking to Tyler Levine. Tyler, let's just say we get our wish and we get Dodgers-Yankees. I'm not rooting for your Yankees. I'm Dodger blue on that one. I guarantee it. I'm looking at a Dodger hat that I bought recently because my man Mookie's gone. Here's what I want to know, though. Listen, these pitching staffs are not great. I'm sorry. They really aren't. The Yankees are spotty. Gerrit Cole is all over the place. Heel gets, you know, he looks like he may be a little bit of a, you know, they used to call Pedro the delicate Dominican because he didn't have that staying power once the innings neared 180 to 200. And I'm telling you, Gerrit Cole does not look great. Heel is losing a little bit of his luster. Kershaw in L.A. off the DL, he's a shell of his former self. I want to see a few more tighteners on him before I completely draw a line. Plus, his postseason record isn't anything to get all wound up about. I'm telling you right now, it may turn into a hitting World Series between the Dodgers and Yankees. Don't look for low-scoring games. I think you're going to see a lot of 8, 9, 10 minimum in terms of combined runs if we get a Dodger-Yankee. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I don't think that we're going to see that. I don't think the Yankees or the Dodgers will make the World Series this year. I just don't. I think that, like, you need to have – pitching is the number one priority in situations, you know, in the playoffs. And you need to be deep, and guys got to be locked in, and they got to be on. Especially when you just throw in just raw strategy. You know, people will not throw to Aaron Judge in the postseason unless they quite literally legitimately have to.
Right.
The way the Yankee season has went, the first half of the season was so poor, especially in the month of July. I don't trust Boone to get us there. I don't see the Yankees. I think it's a lot more likely for the Dodgers to reach the World Series than the Yankees.
I disagree. I think the Dodgers are going to hit their way into a deep run, and I think they're going to find themselves in the World Series. I mean the pitching, as bad as it's been, I don't think it's going to be, you know, god awful to the point where. But there again, the D-backs went in there last year and swept them. I mean, it was stunning. Listen, Tyler.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, down the home stretch we go here on a Sports Overnight America Tuesday into a Wednesday. Appreciate Dominic Jimenez, Tyler Levine, Brian Oliver, former Georgia Tech college basketball NBAer with the Sixers, Hawks, I think the Rockets. The lion's share of his career was overseas, no question about it. And also Malcolm Mitchell, former Georgia Bulldog college football player, and obviously with the Patriots before his career was cut short with a devastating knee injury. Brady loved him in that comeback. I think he had four catches in the game, I think. But I know he had a couple of big, big spots in that 28-3 Patriot deficit, came back to win it down in Houston. So there you go. All right, what do we got for you the rest of the week? Yes, well-guested throughout the week. A lot of baseball talk. Obviously, we're going to continue to preview the NFL. Nick Douglas on the SEC. DJ Shields and Giovanni will be here at least for sure on Friday, and that is going to be great. You're going to hear a nice little tandem out of Dallas, Texas, going to help us this fall. And then, obviously, we got Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. They're going to just roll into EPL week number one. And Saturday, they'll be recapping the Friday action and then talking about the Saturday and then previewing Sunday. So, got a huge week. We really do. As we all know that this time of year, it rolls into fall very, very quickly. Those summer days are soon to be in the rearview mirror now. Look, it's only the 13th of August, so we got at least another, five solid weeks of fall. But once that little pigskin goes flying in the air, everyone's whole, I think, approach to life and their sports consumption changes dramatically. Thanks again, Dominic. Great job out on the whole crew. Tyler Levine as well. I'm Marty Terrell, Innovative Wellness Sponsors. Check out those wellness athletic supplement packs at innovativewellness.center. For the whole crew, adios. Stay tuned for more sports talk in the overnight on Sports Overnight. Adios.